Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi there. Welcome to Nerd Talk Plus, our weekly deeper dive into the things that make this world even nerdier. I'm Gregor. No Brandon today. We gave him the holiday off. You'll excuse the absence of shows for the last couple weeks, please. I've been moving. My life has been turned upside down. Something Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. No. Sorry, I'm distracted. There's like a person being weird in the window across the way from the station. Probably not understanding that there's creeps that look out their own windows and see that. Okay, anyway. So this week, instead of enjoying the wonderful jokes and amazing comic timing of one Brandon, today we're going to be talking with the organizers and founders of CybFest Northwest. This weekend, July 8th, we have all day Saturday, a pretty cool event that's totally dedicated to Transformers. They do it every year around this time, and so it's exciting to have a previous guest for me, Mike Seibert's coming back on to talk about it, and we'll also have one of the founders, Ben Harpold, that's going to be hanging out here in just a minute. We'll talk about a lot of things Transformers oriented. I think back to being a kid. I'm old, obviously, and that original series. God, all I wanted was to collect all the coolest Transformers from that. And then I remember at like Christmas or whatever, asking for a Transformer. And, you know, you leave it up to your parents to understand which one is cool and they totally don't get it. What's the Dinobot that's a Stegosaurus? Thinking back on it now, badass. Stegosaurus is rad. But I wanted Grimlock, obviously. Me, Grimlock! You remember that, the Dinobots? Anyway, these are like core boy growing up memories. Not that it's not girl stuff too, but I remember playing Transformers, like pretend, where we were pretending and running around in the backyard. And my friend Jamie, she would be a princess and I would be a Transformer, and somehow our imaginations made that come together. I would say a lot. Anyway, every time I get a chance to talk to Mike about this, it makes me really excited for his enthusiasm for it. CybFest is this weekend. We'll dive right into it. There's a lot of Transformer stuff that I am unaware of that these dudes are totally nerding out about. So enjoy a conversation with CybFest Northwest 2023 organizers Mike and Ben, starting now on Nerd Talk.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
CybFest Northwest 2023 is July 8th. That's this weekend from 11 to 5 at the Kent Commons Community Center. What the heck is a CybFest? Well, it's all about Transformers. Joining me today are the founders of the CybFest Northwest, Ben Harpold, and returning to the show, Mike Seibert. Hey, welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey, thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So, let's get everyone caught up to speed real quick on what CybFest actually is. Let's just start with, very easily. What is CybFest?
Well, CybFest is an abbreviation for Cybertronian Festival. It is a Transformer fan convention run by fans, for the fans, and an all-encompassing Transformer-themed convention. And we got dealers, activities, games. We have a kids play area. We have an exclusive figure this year. We have panels, some cosplay. It's just a whole bunch of fun. It's an all day full of Transformer goodness.
It's truly a festival, a Cybertronian festival, if you will, full of Cybertronian festivities. It's going to be a blast.
How many vendors are we talking about? What are they selling? Like, I, before you answer, actually, I'll step on my own question. I've been before, and I've gotten these little micro transformers made out of Legos that I forget the gentleman's name. He's very nice. He's made them throughout the years, and I have a Starscream and a Soundwave and neat stuff. But like, how many different dealers are there that are out there? What are they selling? What does that look like?
Well, this is actually going to be a bigger year than the year you came. Before we had half the gym, now we have the full gym. 30 plus dealers
from around the country, or are they mostly local? Or
mostly local. Cool. Everything from just like vintage toys to, like you were talking about, the Lego Transformers. He's great. He's going to be back. We have lots of great artists. Kind of anything that is an interest to somebody transformer wise we've got it. And some people bring some other stuff that isn't transformers but are generally robot adjacent. Okay. Or Hasbro adjacent.
I bought some G.I. Joes last year, actually had a last year's
get out of
fest.
Here
but yeah, no, it's like, well, it's all in the Hasbro family.
That's right.
but no our dealers bring all kinds of cool stuff. Old stuff, new stuff, vintage stuff, stuff right off the shelves. But we're especially excited to have a bunch of regional artists coming in as well. So folks will be able to buy art prints and posters and stickers and buttons and all kinds of cool art crafty stuff. So if toys aren't your thing, and arts are your thing, then we got you covered there as well. And your buddy Jeremy with Lego Formers, he will be back as well. And he did a whole live stream with me not too long ago where he showed off some of his new designs. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you've been to Cypfest in the past and you've bought some of those things, he's got new stuff to help separate you from your monies.
Now, Mike, I know you've traveled before to like Toronto for these conventions and whatnot. How many of these conventions are there, roughly speaking? And so, like, what's the significance of this one? I imagine it's significant compared to what else is going on.
Well, this one is particularly significant for two reasons. One, this is our 10th annual show. So
congratulations.
Thank you. We're blowing the doors out, both figuratively and literally. Like Ben said, we're doing both sides of the gym. But what makes this show significant is that it's hyper local. And that's why we're partnering with you to connect with your audience and keeping it really super hyper local for the Pacific Northwest. Our vendors, our dealers, our artists are all from the Pacific Northwest. This is a Transformers convention with a Pacific Northwest spin to it, which we're really excited about. But what really kind of separates this from a larger convention, and as you said, I've been to a bunch of them, Toronto, Chicago, LA, DC, all over the place. It's all over the place. So there's probably about a half dozen just specific Transformers conventions a year that one could go to around the country and in different places around the country as well, to say nothing about internationally. Like you got like TF Nation over in the UK and a handful of other shows as well. But really what makes Cypfest special is that local connection. We have a terrific, thriving Transformers fandom and community here in the greater Seattle area.
Okay, I'm going to make you gentlemen pick to choose amongst your children.
Okay.
Ben, we'll start with you. Which Transformer is your favorite? It could be from generation. It could be whatever generation, or we don't have to stick to the old school ones that I'm familiar with. Which is your favorite?
Well, I have a sizable Bumblebee collection. So I'm going to have to go with Bumblebee. And I couldn't pick an iteration of him because they kind of changed his character a bit depending on the show. Sometimes he's like the little brother character. Sometimes he's the inexperienced leader. Sometimes he's kind of like the little smartass. You know, it's kind of goes all over the place depending on the show. So that's kind of why I like him the most. And it was my first Transformer as a kid, you know. Sure. Christmas morning, there was a little Bumblebee in my stocking, and it was just, and that's what started it all.
That's awesome. Mike, how about you?
It's amazing how these experiences imprint on us, because my story is similar to Ben's, but it was my birthday. It was my fifth birthday in 1984, and I opened up a rectangular box, and inside was a tape recorder that turned into a robot. Of course, we are talking about my main man, Soundwave.
You don't understand how much time I've put into to recreating the voice for Soundwave, because I want to make him the like intern Soundwave on my show.
And so that way I can
have him like, intern Soundwave, where's my coffee? And have him be like, I don't know. Like, but doing Frank Welker's voice,
that's who voices it, right?
That's tough enough on its own, and then to like modulate it correctly is very challenging. But I also tend to lean that way. We're all kind of the same age group here. I feel like it's that movie back in the 80s was a big deal. The show was, even though it was so short lived, was a big deal, and look how much it stuck. I kind of lost sight of the world of Transformers after that kind of generation. How has it, in your eyes, been continued throughout the next 30 years?
Well, it's changed a lot. Hasbro actually kind of let go of the Transformer franchise for a little bit. After the original series ended, there were still toys coming out, but it was just, you know, reruns of the original series. And then about, you know, early 90s, it just pretty much died off as a toy line in the U.S. And it wasn't until they brought back Beast Wars, which a lot of the characters are now featured in the new live action movie, Rise of the Beast. They brought those characters in, but it wasn't even Hasbro. It was, what was the toy company that put them out? It was a subsidiary. No, it was a subsidiary of Hasbro.
Kenner.
It was Kenner.
Yeah, Beast Wars were Kenner branded products, which is still weird for, because like I collected Star Wars figures when I was a kid, so to see the Kenner label on Transformers just blew my teenage mind.
Yeah, and then so that was a U.S. on produced show, and then it went into Takara in Japan produced. Mm-hmm. Several shows that was then brought over to the U.S. and dubbed, and then the U.S. started producing more shows and brought over to the Japan and dubbed, and so it's just kind of gone back and forth. And so there's been like 13 or 14 different series. They tend to last about 2 to 4 years before they kind of reboot the whole thing, and some of them are much more serious, like Transformers Prime. Some of them are very kind of silly, like Transformers Animated. Some are made for little kids, like Rescue Bots, which is it's actually a really good show, even though its age range is like 3 to 5 year olds. So I still enjoyed it immensely, but yeah, it's just constantly resetting and redoing itself. Now is a show called Earthspark.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm curious, for somebody who hasn't followed Transformers, that, like, first of all, I've been to this Cybefest and it's awesome. It doesn't matter when you started or stopped. There's something there for everybody. And it's just a cool fandom and a really good vibe, real kind vibe that happens there. But for somebody who stepped away from it for so long and then was kind of like, eh, about the Michael Bay iteration of the Transformers, what series do I jump into? Let's say I want to go serious, which is the Transformers Prime you mentioned. Let's say I want to, like, give me some recommendations of those 13 different series that might be fun to jump into as somebody who stepped away for a couple decades.
Beast Wars is a great series. The animation is very dated. It was doing computer generated 3D animation, and this was like mid 90s. So it was very groundbreaking for its time. I recommended it to a friend of mine who's grew up on G1, but hasn't gone watched any other series. And he said he couldn't make it past like an episode because of the animation. But Transformers Prime is definitely kind of the more serious show. Great fight scenes. It has story arcs, you know, whereas the original series was like episode of the week, you know, what thing is Megatron doing? They actually give kids some credit of remembering kind of bigger 10 episode long story arcs.
Sure. And it's got the classic voice casting as well. You have Peter Cullen as Optimus Prime and you have Frank Welker as Megatron. So I would kind of echo Ben's sentiment as well for Transformers Prime for mature folks, but I would hard recommend the current series Transformers Earthspark. It's playing on Paramount Plus as well as being run on Nickelodeon on cable. And it is a younger focused show, but it deals with themes that are perfect for older kids and younger teens. It's one of the most diverse Transformers show I've seen. It has strong themes of diversity and inclusion and family traditions. And I think it's the right Transformers series for the right time. Like there's a Transformers character that identifies as non-binary and uses they, them pronouns. And that becomes a plot point in the show. So I think it's incredibly progressive. And I feel like it's grown with the times that we currently are in. And I feel like it's very approachable. It's got a nice computer generated animation style. And it has, for folks like me that grew up with this stuff, have some of the best fights and action scenes that I've ever seen in Transformers. So the messaging is there, but also it doesn't scrimp on the action as well. So I would recommend Transformers Earthspark.
Megatron's in that show, but he's not the villain. So it's a different approach to it, which is really kind of cool. And so you do get these characters that were the evil characters that aren't so evil anymore and started their philosophies change and they talk about it.
How did the Japanese handle it? Did it feel specifically like a very Japanese style, or was it closer to what we knew growing up? Like how was their handling of it?
Basically, they went totally different directions. So basically G1 stops in 1988 for us here in the US. And then, I mean, like the comic books continued until 1991, but in Japan, the anime continued. So you have series called like The Headmasters and Victory and Zone and Super God Master Force. And it goes basically hard anime with like all of those anime tropes that you're accustomed to seeing in that. And they had like all these wacky exotic characters that we weren't introduced here in the US until like the early 2000s. And really kind of somewhere along the way, things kind of converged back. But yeah, in Japan, Transformers took a very different trajectory than it did here in the US.
Is there one of those series that you would recommend to check out? Like, is there one that stands out to you that's cool?
As far as one of the animated anime series?
Yeah.
For me, it was Headmasters. I liked it has the most familiar characters, but they also introduced some new ones in there.
Cool.
Yeah, you got folks like Perceptor and Wheeljack and Rodimus Prime. Optimus Prime shows up for a hot minute. So it has some of that familiarity to it as well. But the animation style, again, is just bonkers and very dynamic.
Okay, so what I've done there intentionally is try to show everybody just the depth that this series has gone into, this branding has gone into over the last 30, 40 years or whatever. And we bring it all together and try and make it work under one roof of fandom in Kent on the 8th here. That's the Saturday, the Kent Commons Community Center from 11 to 5. You have a chance to go and hang out and see people, you know, really nerd out about the different versions or all the versions of the Transformers.
Oh, yes.
What are some of the panels that you'll be doing at the event?
Well, we have a podcast that hosts called Swerve's Bar, and they host a live role play D&D style game with Transformers.
Is that like a thing?
Yeah. Oh, that's certainly a thing. And cool. and I'll even drop this. That isn't the only one. There's a couple different podcasts out there that do live role play D&D style games with Transformers. So our friends from Swerve's Bar will be doing a demo of that. Wow. Ben, do you want to talk about some of the other panels we got, like the one that you'll be hosting with our special guest?
Yes. Great segue.
it's like he's a pro.
don't tell nobody.
Yeah, that's the probably the one that most people are the excited for is our special guest is Paul Eiding. The name may not sound familiar to you, but it is the voice of Perceptor. Mm. And as well as he's done... Roy Campbell.
Yeah, from Metal Gear Solid. You might not know the names, but you'll know, like, Snake, can you hear me? Snake, are you there? Snake! That's Paul Eiding as Colonel Campbell from Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of video game stuff, and he was on Ben 10 and some other stuff. So he is our special guest. He is the second voice actor we've had in the 10-year history of Sidefest, and so I'll be hosting a panel, kind of a inside the actor studio style thing where I ask him some questions, but I leave it open for people to bring in their own questions. Sometimes there's a bit of a lull, so I kind of have stuff ready to go to keep the momentum. And he is absolutely wonderful to talk to.
Cool.
Mike and I have, I think, chatted up with him on the phone and have had great experiences with him.
He's a delightful person. So we invite folks to come out to Sidefest. He will have tons of glossy photos to autograph. We've all been talking about amongst ourselves, all the Perceptor toys we've been ordering for Mr. Eiding to sign, but he'll have photos for folks to purchase and buy as well. He's also offering selfies and recorded audio messages as well. So if you want somebody to say a cursory evaluation of your current capabilities, I'm not available right now. So please, you know that kind of thing. Sure. But man, we've got a stacked lineup of panels. We've got a show and tell panel where a lot of our panelists will bring out all kinds of obscure stuff that we've talked about. It's the return of the trivia contest. We're doing a pub style trivia, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And then we also have what we're calling the behind the exclusive panel, where our two local artists, Alex Gobb from Blue Forge and Ashley Artley, will talk about the behind the scenes of our exclusive figure, which was made from the ground up. It's Generation Zero Wheelless Jack.
So yeah, you have an exclusive figure that people have the pre-registrants have gotten themselves into a what do you call it, like a
lottery
system. Thank
I
you
guess. Yeah,
and I started thinking about that, and I'm like, first of all, what is Blue Forge? You just kind of mentioned it a little bit there, and what's the process about getting your own Transformer created? That seems fascinating.
Alex Gubb is Blue Forge. He's gotten into 3D printing and started doing it. And its history ties back to the convention that existed prior to Sidefest, which was CybCon, Cybertronian Conference. And that was run by Alex's dad, Greg. And that started like 2001 and went to 2013. And then when he decided to retire, he handed the reins to me, but we both agreed that it needed to be a different name. And so it's there was somebody who did an exclusive that was a Cybertronian Bumblebee, the flying saucer thing. So this was kind of like a cool like throwback to that, and that's what inspired doing Wheelless Jack.
So he's 3D printing? That's what he's doing, is he's 3D printing all these characters? Oh, that's fascinating to be able to do that at home like that.
So he designed it. Yeah, he designed it from the ground up. So it's his design, 3D printed, hand-assembled, hand-painted.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's fun,
man. That's what... That's why they're super limited, because it's literally just Alex making these himself. And Ben has told many stories about how, like, he's known Alex since he was a little guy hanging around at these early CybeCons. And now he's done growed up and he's doing his own 3D printed thing. And Alex will have a bunch of new designs that he's showing with his outfit Blue Forge as well. He made like a Soundwave tape a character that's like a three-headed dog. He's got like all kinds of like crazy stuff that he's doing. But yeah, we're really excited to partner with Alex on this. We're very excited about it.
So I was just cruising around on your website before we started talking here, and something that always stands out to me, one of there's two parts about CybeFest. It's that gymnasium. I don't know why that connects with me so much. I've also been to a Rubik's Cube contest in that same spot. Good local spot, the Kent Commons Community
it's
Center.
It's great.
They really did a good job. But secondly, it's when you approach it, if you're there in the morning, like I always try to show up at, when you approach it, there's always that badass yellow Camaro outside that then you open up the hood and there we have Ben's favorite Bumblebee. Are we going to see that again this year?
Yes. Yes, it will be back. This time it's going to be in the back part of the lot. So like you come in through the gym, you get your badge or whatever, and then there'll be the bay doors are open and the Bumblebee is right there for pictures to be taken, and that way it's close at hand. Kids can go out and look at it, still being in the eye of their parents and and stuff like that. And so I haven't got to ride in it yet, which.
Well, come on. Let's make that happen. Like,
if anybody can do it, I think I can make that happen.
Yeah, come on now.
Scott and I have talked many, many times about it. It'll happen.
That's rad, though. It's a big, bright yellow Camaro that when you start looking at it, there's a ton of cool little details that are very Bumblebee specific. And every time I end up taking a zillion photos of it and then really enjoying the just the aesthetic of having something that well crafted and cared for.
He loves that thing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a lot of stuff is custom. He does. It's not just like the Bumblebee themed Camaro that, you know, GM sold like 2009 or 2010.
That's a great point. That's a great point. Okay, gentlemen. So CybeFest is this weekend, July 8th. Kent Commons Community Center is a perfect place to do that hyper-local Pacific Northwest thing that Mike was talking about so much. My question for you is that if I want to come out to that, if I'm hearing this right now, we're recording on a Monday, is there a deadline for me to come out? Can I buy a ticket at the door? If I want to participate after hearing this, what do I do?
You can definitely buy a ticket at the door. 11 o'clock is the time for general admission. If people had pre-registered, then they could have gotten in an hour early. Mm-hmm. So there's no guarantee that there'll be any exclusives left at 11. It's one of those things that we hope that there aren't, and we're sorry that there aren't. We hope that everybody can get one. So definitely when you get to Kent Commons, you go down the hallway and you will see a table staffed by two amazing volunteers that happen to share my same last name, would be my wife and my mother. We are very much a family event. A lot of spouses help out. My son helps out. It's just a fun time. And so they'll take your money and then they'll give you a little wristband and you can go in and just spend all day having fun with Transformers.
It's something that I've really enjoyed in the past myself, and so it's just good atmosphere, good vibes, and it's the people that are dedicated to enjoying something harmless. That feels really good, that everyone can get together, feel safe, and really let it out. It's pretty neat.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we're very family friendly. That we put an emphasis on that. I mean, like, tickets are affordable. $10 for adults. That includes children ages 13 and over. $5 for kids 5 to 12. And there's no admission fee for children ages 0 to 4. And so we just we have a children's play area. Some of the artists have donated line art, so we have like a coloring area. We've got like some random Transformers about for people to just like mess around with it. It's, you know, you had asked me earlier what kind of separates us from other conventions. And that's the other thing too, is the emphasis on being specifically family friendly, as well as offering all these great dealer experiences for fans old and young.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
CybFest Northwest, the website, CYB, we kept saying Cybertronian. Cybertron is the planet that the Transformers come from. CybFest, yes. CYBFESTNW.com. CybFest Northwest. No, SideFestNW.com. Head up the website if you need more. Again, it's Kent Commons Community Center. Your Google will take you right there when you type it in. 11 to 5 this Saturday, July 8th. It's such a fun event, and I'm so happy to get behind it. Gentlemen, I wish you the best. It's Mike Seibert and Ben Harpold, the organizers for the event this year in 2023, the 10th anniversary. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much, man. Always appreciate you taking the time.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.